Hey, everybody. Happy to have you with us. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. This is Local Matters for a Friday afternoon. Good afternoon, Pastor Ron.
Good afternoon, Dwight.
Ooh, are you ready?
I'm ready. I'll tell you, I enjoy these Friday afternoon sessions. Don't you? I'll tell you, it's such a great blessing to be able to gather around the Word of God and just talk about it and preach
to
each other.
It stirs it up in your mind, stirs it up in your heart. And because, I mean, as we're going to discuss in just a few minutes, as we talk about establishing our identity in Christ, you know, it's just all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and it's profitable. So it kind of stirs it up in your mind, stirs it up in your heart. And no matter, and I think I heard you say this first, that the truth of God is bigger than any fact in your life.
Yes.
Regardless of what the facts are, as we are learning from Ephesians 1 and 2, as we establish our identity in Christ, as we're learning, you know, we are bigger on the inside with Christ in us,
yes,
than anything that can come to us from the outside.
And Dwight, you know, one of the biggest mistakes and one of the biggest lack that I had in my life as a new believer, as a Christian, I did not know my identity in Christ. Now, I had a bunch of religious ideas, and this is the big problem. People have these religious ideas that they were taught as a child or they perceived or maybe someone said to them. Without knowing their identity in Christ, they begin to base their relationship on these religious ideas. I had the religious idea that you couldn't play cards, you couldn't go to the movies.
You mean you can?
Yeah. You couldn't have any fun. If you ever had fun, you know, you were kind of out of the will of God. Right. You couldn't laugh. You couldn't enjoy life. And man, Dwight, literally, I'm being honest here. It drove such a strong wedge between my wife and I. We just about divorced over church. Religion, because of my ideas. It wasn't from the Word of God. It was because of religious ideas. And I think religious ideas have driven more wedges between friends, families, Christians than any other thing. And those religious ideas only survive because people do not know their identity in Christ. Yeah. They do not know who they are, and they wrap their lives around a religious tradition, a religious idea that begins to rob life. It begins to destroy relationships. It begins to destroy churches and begins to destroy families. And the only way that we can overcome that religious tradition, Jesus made a marvelous statement in Mark 7:13. He says, "Your traditions have made the word of God of none effect." Now think about that. Something so powerful that it could destroy the Word of God, and that is religious traditions. But the way we break that is knowing our identity in Christ.
Yeah, the Scriptures tell us in John, if you continue in my Word, then you'll become disciples of mine. You'll be disciplined in my way of doing and my way of being, and then you will know the truth, and then you will set you free. Mm-hmm. It will set you free. And Pastor Ron, I was the same way. I know, I mean, for years, I was a Christian. Christ was in my heart. I knew that if Jesus came back or if I passed away, that I'd go to heaven. But I didn't know enough about the completed work of Christ.
Yes.
I had not established my identity in him.
Me too.
And Ephesians 1 and 2 here, which is the core message of this movie, The Overcomer, which we've talked about and we've been studying at Living Hope, is about the Christian's position in Christ. It's about who God says we are. It's about what God says we have. It's about what God says we can do. And it just emphasizes that verses in Corinthians says, you basically, when Christ comes in your heart, we're still earthly vessels, but we are full of heavenly treasures.
We become a new creature, and we have to begin to have our identity, our who we are, what we believe, how we live, established in Christ, not in tradition, not in religion, not in what someone else told us, but begin to have that relationship with him. Dwight, it was such an eye-opener for me when I saw some of these, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath, past tense, he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, or according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world.
Chosen.
How can you mess that up? I mean, how can you be in Christ if you're in him? People are so insecure about their Christian walk and their Christian life. If we were found in him before the foundation of the world in Christ, then we have to let him be the one that makes us right.
Yeah.
Let him be the one that gives us peace. Let him be the one. We don't have to argue our point. We don't have to prove to everybody how right we are. We don't have to tell everybody how wrong they are to make us feel how right we are.
Yeah.
We know we're right. We know we're the right, not right. We're not right about everything. We make mistakes. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying we are the righteousness of God. Our position in Christ is as kings and priests before God. And when you're in a position that God has established, you're not going to waver in that all your life. You're going to become established and settled, and then you begin to bear fruit for the kingdom of God.
Wow, we're so glad you're with us this Friday afternoon. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen. This is Local Matters, and we're talking about establishing our identity in Christ. And we're looking at the chapters 1 and 2 in Ephesians, which addresses who Christ says we are, the Bible says we are, and what we have and what we can do. And you just touched on it, Pastor Ron. Verse 4, Ephesians 1, according as he hath chosen. And, you know, as a young boy, you know, I remember this, and you and I have similar backgrounds in that regard. You know, we were very poor.
Yep.
My father had what they called then a nervous breakdown when I was a young boy, maybe 5-6 years old. A mental patient, spent the rest of his life in a mental institution, which had a real stigma associated back in those days. And if you were a child of that environment and your dad was, it wasn't like a heart problem or high blood pressure or whatever. It was, he was at the crazy house. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, those are the terms that we use. So I had that, and then we were poor. My dad was mentally ill. I had some serious weight problems. I really didn't have a good self-image at all. I mean, my identity was established in what people said about me and what we had and didn't have and who my daddy was and who he wasn't. But when I begin to see things like this, like I'm chosen, like before the foundation of the world, you know, God knew me. He knew I would be born. He knew my situation. He knew who my parents would be. He had a plan especially carved out for me. He chose me before I chose him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I started saying, well, if God thinks I'm special, if God has a plan for me, God's smarter than anybody I know. I must be somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not limited to this weight issue. I'm not limited to a father who couldn't help it if he had a mental issue. I'm not limited to this poverty because I began, even though I didn't know it, to a degree, establishing my identity because God had picked me. That made me feel special, Pastor Ron.
And when you know, Dwight, this is in Christ. You're chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world.
Yeah.
That ends all this speculation about everything that happens is God's will.
Yeah.
Well, everything that happens, if it's not in Christ, it's not God's will. You know, the things that happen that are in God's will are the things that happen in Christ. And when we receive Christ, when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, I think I said in the program, the Holy Spirit baptizes us into Christ. We are hidden in him then. And all of these issues, these personal, family, financial issues that we deal with become that we don't minimize the problem, but there becomes light begins to shine on how to overcome those. I mean, your life is a testimony of how you've overcome that, how you've grown and developed your life in Christ, which you were hidden in him. God ordained it before the foundation of the world. And if every person on the earth will accept him, then their life will be fulfilled in Christ. It's hidden in Christ. That's where we get our identity. That's how we are established.
And, you know, there were so many things that would come along before I started. You know, I had this thing because of just who I was and the environment that I described and what we had did. You know, if I could just be popular, if I could be, then that would be, if I could have this office, or if I could do this. And I went through a series of those things where those things came to me, and they happened, and there was some enjoyment to them, some limited fulfillment to them. But then I would have this, well, is that all there is? I mean, is that really didn't do for me long term what I thought it would. When I got there, I'm thinking, this isn't the big deal I thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I'd set another big deal out there and maybe achieve that. This was, but you know, when Christ came into my heart when I was 13 years old and began to grow in that, and I haven't been perfect in that, certainly, but there was that fulfillment. There was that hole that needed to be filled, but nothing else could fulfill. And I had a sense of purpose and plan and identity that sustained me all these years.
And you know, you may be listening to us today and have that empty spot in your heart. And the Lord Jesus Christ will fill that up if you let him.
There's some corporate people listening right now. There's some people who've enjoyed success right now and made some money right now and maybe have good families. Right now. And all these things that you achieve and you go, and I'm not saying they're all bad.
A lot of them are great things.
But you're sitting out there saying, why? There's got to be more to this.
Mm-hmm.
That more is a God who says, identify with me, invite me into your life, and I will bring you the purpose. You know, like we talked about last week, when you establish your identity in the one who created you. That's a line from one of the characters in this movie, The Overcomer, that we've been talking about, when your perspective changes.
Yes, it does. It really does.
So let's move on and look at it in the time we've got left here, about 3 minutes left before we need to take a break. Let's go to verse 7. There's something really that just really leaps out here in Ephesians chapter 1. In whom we have redemption. The Bible, the scriptures say that we are redeemed. I mean, redeemed. You remember, did your mom ever go to the redemption store?
Oh, yeah. You used to get those S&H green stamps and, man, just save those and then redeem them for certain things.
Absolutely. And so she'd fill that book up and she'd take those stamps down and get a lamp or get a toaster, yep, or whatever you could get. That word redeemed means we have been bought back. We were aliens and strangers to the covenant of God. We were born a sinner by nature. We became a sinner by choice. We were out there without God in the world, the scripture says, but then comes Jesus.
Yeah.
And he says, hey, I've come to this earth to teach about relationship with man, to teach about relationship with God, and to give you opportunity to come back into the family of God. And he was our redemption, the propitiation of our sin. He died a cruel, cruel, mm-hmm, death on the cross. His spirit left his body, went to hell itself, even though he didn't deserve to go. He faced all of his sins as a man. He was all man without ceasing to be God. And he took punishment that we deserve, rose from the dead to buy us back, to buy us back.
Yes.
And then he says, whosoever will, I love you. Whosoever will come unto me, mm-hmm, receive me, except that I did this personally for you. And so Pastor Ron, as I went through my life and as I grew in, I thought, well, goodness, and you start thinking about your worth. And there may be people listening right now thinking, what am I worth? Do I have any meaning? Do I have any value? All you have to do is remember the price that was paid for,
yes,
you, what Jesus did to redeem you, to buy you back.
Well, Peter said it this way. He says, we were not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold,
yeah,
but we were redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus. And you know what? I've never had a problem with people that have money. I like having money myself. I, yeah, like prosperity. I like having success in life. And so we should never be ashamed of that. You said it a moment ago, you can have all of that, but still feel so empty in your heart. And Dwight, the only answer to that is to realize it's great to have those things. It's great to be a blessing to people. It's great to have it so you can be comfortable in your life. But Dwight, our identity cannot be established in those things. Our identity has to be established in the fact we were redeemed by something much more precious than our position or our title or our education or what we have in life. We were redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus.
By God himself.
Yes.
Hey, you stay with us. We're back with more in a moment. This is Local Matters.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Hey, we're back on Local Matters. Happy to have you along. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen. And we are talking about establishing our identity in the one who created us.
Yes.
I love that line from the movie Overcomer. When you establish your identity in the one who created you, it changes your whole perspective.
It really does.
It changes your whole perspective. And in this movie, I hope you've seen that movie. If you're not, see it. It's just there's a young lady who is a cross country runner who has asthma. A central figure is a coach who his world's falling apart. He loses his team. He gets a pay cut. He has marital issues, and he's a Christian guy because he's established his identity and all of those things. And the purpose of the movie is to show him and to show us. Once our identity is established in Christ, it does change our whole perspective.
It does, and Dwight, the things that you may lose And I think we all experience some loss to a degree in our lives of maybe a family member, maybe a job, maybe a marriage, maybe a business. You begin to realize that even though I had success or I love that person or I cared about this situation, my identity is rested and secured in who I am in Christ. And, you know, we were talking about in whom we have redemption, but if you just go on here, Dwight, in verse 8, it says, he's abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will. And people are always saying, well, I wonder what the will of God is. I wonder what the will of God is. Well, the will of God is found in his word. His word is his will. And you never see him in his word. You never see the Lord Jesus rejecting someone, even a person that's caught in sin, even a person that's just loaded down with sin. He never rejected them. Anytime someone came to him for healing, he never turned them away. Anytime there was a need, he met that need. I mean, anytime the disciples were in uproar, you know, they were afraid the boat was going to sink, he spoke to the storm and their peace came into their hearts. And so we have to realize, Dwight, that you know, when he's abounded toward us in all wisdom and revealed to us the mystery of his will, we don't have to struggle with the will of God. The will of God is known. That's part of our identity, is knowing that we can understand his will through his word. Not that we're super saints or not that we're so high and mighty we know everything about God. That's not what I'm saying. There's a lot of these things you have to pray about. You have to pray through. You have to pray and pray and pray to understand and to know the will of God. But he's not hiding it from us. He wants us to know his will.
And, you know, as you look at that verse there, verses 7, 8 in Ephesians chapter 1, it says, wherein he hath abounded, boom, toward us. Okay, I mean, toward us. He's extending this to us. What is he extending to us? I mean, this is just one teachable moment in terms of our identity in Christ. God says, here's wisdom, and here's it. King James says prudence. And that word prudence, the definition would be understanding. In other words, and the scriptures tell us in the book of James, do any of you lack wisdom? Let him ask of God who giveth to all men liberally.
God is so good. Not.
What is wisdom? Wisdom is knowing what to do with the knowledge that you have. Sometimes we have knowledge about things and we need to make a decision, but we don't really know exactly what to do with that. Now, that's one of the places we establish our identity in Christ. We say, God, thank you. You know, I've got this knowledge here. I've got this decision to make if it's a decision. And God, I thank you that you told me that I can have supernatural wisdom. I mean, that's part of my identity in you. Thank you that you'll lead me into what to do with the knowledge that I have. You'll lead me into understanding of that situation. And I'm not in this by myself. I've got your ability working in me through it. Help me do things I can't do on my own. I mean, that's why they call us born again.
Yes. I mean, and Dwight, this is so amazing. As we read this and look at this, you know, look at verse 11. I know our time is short, but it says, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance.
Oh, yeah, I was going there next, right?
Man, think about all these promises that I don't have to be concerned. This inheritance, I'm telling you, Dwight, people make it is no doubt spiritual. There's a spiritual part of this. But this inheritance is so much. It's spiritual, it's natural, it's mental, it's social, it's physical, it's financial. I mean, it's in every area of life. When you find the promises of God, I think it is 2 Corinthians chapter 1 says, all the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ Jesus.
Ooh, yeah.
And so we're talking about our identity in him. You begin to come secure in the fact that God has given me his will. He's not withholding from me. He cares about me. He loves me. He's blessed me with all spiritual blessings. I'm chosen. I mean, you begin to think about all these things, and man, you begin to realize, wait just a minute. The world, religion, and the devil has tried to sell me that God's against me.
Yeah.
But his word is showing me he is so much on my side. He's so much for me. He's establishing my identity. He cares about me. He's showing me all these things that he's already done for me if I will learn to accept my acceptance.
Wow.
And
wow.
That's the struggle most people have. They won't accept their acceptance. They've been so performance-oriented, so religiously brainwashed. Everybody wants to make it all about themselves rather than about what he has done for us.
You mentioned there in verse 11 of Ephesians 1, that word inheritance, inheritance. And I think about, Pastor Ron, that verse in Scripture that says we are joint heirs.
Woohoo!
Same kind of thing. We're joint heir. An heir is you receive something, you know, when someone pay you receive something. Joint means equal. And I got to looking at that, just joint heirs with Christ. That means, and I don't believe I'm doing, and you help me if you think I am, I don't believe I'm doing the Scripture any injustice here to say, we're not Christ, we're not God, we're not the Holy Spirit. Not saying that at all. People know that. But joint heirs, that means joint heirs. Equal. We have the same access to God the Father that Jesus does.
Yes.
Is that true?
Amen.
I mean, it's,
and John 17 says the same love that he loved Jesus with, he loves us with.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that. John 17 also says we are one with him, just like we are one with God, just like Jesus was one with God.
Yeah.
I mean, see, these things, Dwight, are almost unfathomable for the human mind. I mean, they're just sometimes almost you're unable to comprehend them. It almost is like it's too good to be true. But, you know, I heard one definition of the gospel one time means something that's almost too good to be true. You know? And the gospel has done this for us. And Dwight, not only, obviously, we know that there's an eternity. When the Scripture says we are joint heirs with Christ, we have to realize we are not going to just be joint heirs when we die and go to heaven. We're joint heirs with him right now on the earth. God wants to impart to us the very blessing that Jesus walked in on the earth. And I mean, that is, my finite mind has a hard time getting around that. But I know from the Word of God it's true. I'm going to accept it and believe it whether I understand it or not.
That's right.
And I mean, I believe that if I'll do that, God will give me the understanding. And he's proven himself over and over again.
Proven, understanding.
That he will.
Yep. Yeah, yep. Absolutely.
Amen.
You know, I want to get to this, lest we let me say, first of all, we're happy to have you with us. This is Local Matters for Friday afternoon. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. We're talking about establishing our identity in Jesus Christ, and it is. And as we establish that, as this gets more and more real in our hearts, and we react out of that, and we speak out of it. I don't mean getting heaven so heavenly minded we're no earthly good. We don't float around on the cloud. We're not holier than thou, but as this becomes more and more real in terms of getting it written in our hearts and establishing who we are in Christ, what we have in Christ, what we can do in Christ, Ron, there's a certain responsibility that goes with that. We're not just to hoard that up.
No.
We're to be a blessing to the part of the world that we walk on every day.
And Dwight, one of the things, like you said earlier, once you begin to understand the realities of your identity in Christ, you're talking about removing the holier than thou away from you.
Yes.
It really begins to show you how much in need of a Savior you are.
Yeah.
Which then in turn makes you very merciful to other people and non-judgmental. You get to the place where it's like, good night. I mean, if he's given this much to me, and if he's blessed me this much, And I see this blessing, and not only do I see this blessing, I see my need for this blessing.
Yeah.
How in the world could I be holier than thou or judge someone else? How could I put myself in? I'm not putting myself anywhere. God is the one that seated me in heavenly places.
That's
in Christ,
right.
Jesus. In Christ Jesus. These blessings, Dwight, are the answer for what ails mankind.
Yes,
They're the answer for judgmental people that would judge because of race or judge because of color or judge because of gender. This stops that. This ends that because you realize everything has to be in Christ.
Yes.
And if it's in Christ, races, gender, color will take care of themselves. They will begin to realize none of us are accepted without Christ. None of us are approved without Christ. It's what Jesus has done for us, not what we've done for ourselves. I can't be holier than thou when I know how wretched I am and have been and what God has done for me. I can't stick my nose up at someone else. I can't do that. It causes love to prevail in your heart when your identity is established in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Wow. And so establishing your identity in Christ and realizing it's the great equalizer.
It is.
It's the great equalizer.
I mean, my.
You know, God loves everybody the same.
Yep.
He loves everybody. It's the great equalizer.
It is.
And I don't like ending it, but that's a good place to stop. A good place to stop, really.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Our identity in Christ.
Amen.
And it's all because he loves us so much.
That's it.
It's all because he loves us so much. Pastor Ron, this has been wonderful.
It's been rich, Dwight.
And we're so glad that you've been able to join us. Join us next time for Local Matters.